我相信我们都非常享受主的同在。
I trust that we all enjoy the Lord's presence.
我也希望主也享受我们对他的赞美。
And how I pray that the Lord would enjoy our praises towards Him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们神的儿女们聚在一起的时候。
As brothers and sisters, as the children of God, we gather together.
这是地上任何的聚集不能相比的。
Nothing in this world can be compared.
因为神就与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以刚才在擘饼的时候，你里面很感动。我觉得我们被带到天上的时候，看见他坐在荣耀的宝座上了。
And I was very, very moved as we were worshiping, as the Spirit take us into heaven to see that He is enthroned on high.
当我们被带到哥哥他那里是处理犯人的地方，我们却发现我们的救主安安静静地为我们挂在那里。
And we were taken to Golgotha, the place where criminals are being judged, and we see that our wonderful Savior, He is hung there for us.
为着你，为着我，他安安静静地在那里为我们流血舍命。
And for you and for me, He quietly stayed on the cross for us.
所以我们所有的重担，所有的痛苦，所有的失败软弱，都可以归给基督。
So all of our burdens, all of our pain, all of our failures, we can come and give it unto Christ.
刚才 Aaron 已经提醒了，今天是11月，已经又进到感恩月。
And Aaron has reminded all of us, we're coming to the month of November. Traditionally for us, this is the month of Thanksgiving.
我不晓得你们是怎么感觉的哈，很多的时候以前都觉得一个礼拜一个礼拜过去了。
And oftentimes for me, I feel like time, a week and week, they go by very quickly.
已经不是觉得一天一天过去了，是一个礼拜一个礼拜过去了，对不对？
It's not so much that a day goes by very quickly, but now week after week, it goes by very quickly.
明天又要上班了，不如
Monday。Tomorrow we have to work again. Weekend's over.
后来就变成一个月一个月，好快就过去了。
And then we come to discover month after month, it goes by very quickly.
现在是一年一年的过去了。
And now I come to experience that year after year, it passes me by very quickly.
昨天去参加那个培明助理的大旅游的，我想起从前培明跟 Julie 结婚的样子。
There was a banquet for Jackie, Brother James and Sister Julie. I remember Jackie. Yeah, when Jackie was still young.
No.
Oh,
Julie
was still young.
It reminds me, 我参加培明叔叔、培明弟兄跟 Julie 结婚的时候。
I was reminded of Brother James and Sister Julie when they first got married.
那是几乎快三十年前了。
That's almost 30 years ago.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们时间过得这么快，我们一定要学习在主的面前要长进啊。
Time goes by very quickly, so we need to grow in the presence of the Lord.
感恩月不是只有叫我们感恩月来感恩。
This Thanksgiving month, it is not just we only give thanks in this month.
要利用这三十天好好的来操练感恩。
But in these 30 days, we come to practice.
让我们能够学习到圣经上所说的，要凡事谢恩。
And that according to the scriptures, that in all things that we would give thanks.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是耶稣的话，没有人可以凡事谢恩的。
Brothers, unless it's because of Jesus Christ, there's no one that can give thanks for all things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一年感恩节，我都会提醒弟兄姊妹达比弟兄的一句话。
So every month when we come to this month of Thanksgiving, I want to remind everyone of our brother Darby once said.
他说喜乐的大小跟感恩的程度成正比。
The magnitude of joy is proportionally to the magnitude of thanksgiving in your life.
再讲一次啊，喜乐的大小是跟感恩的程度成正比。
The magnitude of your joy in your life has everything to do and is proportional to your thanksgiving.
如果你最近不够喜乐的话
，If you discover that you are lacking joy.
但是决定也是在感恩上我们出了问题。
Probably there's something wrong with our thanksgiving.
因为喜乐的大小是跟感恩的程度成正比的。
Because again, joy is proportionally to our thanksgiving to God.
弟兄也说，如果喜乐是一个泉源的，是一个泉源。
And our brother also shared that if joy is a fountain.
如果喜乐是一个泉源，那么感恩就是掀开这个泉源的盖子。
And then thanksgiving is uncovering the mouth of this fountain.
让喜乐泉可以涌流出来。
That the fountain of joy may overflow.
基督是我们的喜乐。
Christ is our joy.
他已经把喜乐的泉源放在我们的心中。
He has put the source, this fountain of joy in our hearts.
他应许我们要只涌流到永生的。
He promised that it will flow unto everlasting.
他应许我们这个要从活水的江河从我们 里面涌流出来
的。The rivers of living water will overflow from within us.
但是我们不懂得感恩，就把它给盖住了。
But if we do not know how to give thanks, then we're putting a lid on top of it.
所以如果喜乐是一个泉源，那么感恩是这个盖子。
And then I would tell you again, if joy is this fountain, then thanksgiving is a lid
upon it. 我们借着感恩把这个喜乐泉让它涌流出来。
And through thanksgiving, we open up this fountain of joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们在感恩月好好操练啊。
And I want to encourage everybody in this month, we all put to practice.
那我今天要回到继续的主题，讲到归耶和华为圣。
I want to come back to the theme for us this year, holiness unto the Lord.
因为今天是 combined meeting 了，非常每次看到年轻的弟兄姊妹过来，英文组的弟兄姊妹过来，我们都很兴奋。
And because this is a combined service, every time I see our younger brothers and sisters and the English speaking brothers and sisters, I am with great joy.
我今天早上有点像参加英文聚会一样，天堂的祷告唱的诗歌大部分都是英文的。
I felt like this entire morning is like an English service. The hymns that we're singing, songs that we're singing, prayers are majority English.
我非常喜乐。那我今天讲的这个题目是，因为是大小男女都需要听的。
And I want to speak upon a topic that.Whether you're old or whether you're young, regardless of who you are, we all need this message.
讲出淤泥而不染的但以理。
And it's the Daniel who remained undefiled out of a miry soot.
前一阵子这个 CYA 有一个生活专题叫做什么？什么三高？三高文啊，你们讲的三高是哪三高？高科技，高压力。还有什么高消费啊？没有讲高收入啊，大概收入永远不嫌高啊。
Our Chinese young adult fellowship, they recently had a talk concerning these things that are high in their life, technology, pressure, and the expenses living here in the valley.
我觉得。绝对不只只有三高。
And I trust that it's not just these three things.
你们觉得还有什么高？
What other things are quite big and quite high in your life?
还有什么高诱惑？这个高试探，对不对？
What about temptation?
很多高
哈。And that's quite high in our lives too, right?
学生们高竞争，对不对？还非常竞争。
We're high in competition.
这边时代很多的高，那么我们今天读但以理的时候，希望这个都不要这么高，可以稍微降低一点。
And we pray that all these things, in the light of what we're going to talk about today, they will be diminished.
但以理的故事大家都熟，我今天不是要讲他整个的故事。
And I think everybody knows the story of Daniel. I'm not going to focus on the story in itself.
我们只读第一章第一节到第八节。
We're going to come and read chapter 1, verse 1 through 8 only.
里面牵扯到很多的人名所以如果真的不行，我们就停在第六节。
If you're troubled and having a hard time reading these names, we'll stop at verse 6.
让可以念的人念下去。
And for those who are able to continue to read, they can continue to read.
我们从第三节到第八节。
Let's start verse 3 to verse 8.
王吩咐太监长亚斯皮拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问知识，聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐给他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚沙利亚。太监给他们起名，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚沙利亚为亚波尼哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。你们都很棒嘛，都跟着读了
Wonderful. Everybody read through the names.
好，那我们现在来读背诵经文。
Let's come and read our memorization scripture.
提摩太后书第二章二十一节到二十二节。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人， 追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平，请用英文读一遍。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
好，谢谢。那我为什么要挑但以理？因为我觉得但以理所处的世代跟我们今天所处的世代，尤其在 Silicon Valley 所处的这个环境，是非常非常类似的一个。
The reason why I picked Daniel to speak on today, because I come to discover that the generation, the time that Daniel lives in, very much mirror the time that we live in, particularly here in the Silicon Valley.
我想一个典型的 Silicon Valley 的人，他一定有很多很多很多的描述。
And a typical person who lives in the Silicon Valley, they would have these particular descriptions of them.
那么高压力一定是在这里的一个情形。
And having high pressure is definitely something that everybody experiences here.
几乎从小学开始，初中、高中、大学，然后做事、家庭。几乎每一个人都在压力的底下。
Since grade school, junior high, high school, college, to come into work and in your family lives, here we find that there is great pressure.
然后也是在充满了各式各样的试探、各式各样的挑战的底下来过生活。
And all sorts of temptation and all sorts of challenges that comes along our way every single day.
所以我在这里很简单的提一下但以理所处的世代，那大家可以稍微想一想我们今天所处的世代，你就在里面可以找到很多很多相似的地方。
And very quickly, I want to remind you of the time and the generation of Daniel, that you'll begin to discover there are a lot of similarities.
第一个，它是一个整体被掳的世代。
Foremost, it is a generation that's entirely in captivity.
但以理的故事是讲到神的百姓根本就是已经亡国了，被巴比伦帝国把他们掳到巴比伦去了。
The background of the story of Daniel is that the entire nation of Israel has fallen into captivity, been taken into Babylon.
你们会说这跟我有什么关系？我是自己来美国的，我不是被从中国掳到美国来的。
He said, "What does that have anything to do with me? I immigrated here to the States myself willingly. I haven't been taken here captive."
我们这里说的掳不是军事上、政治上的掳。
And being captive here, we're not talking about militaristically or politically that you're taken.
当我们讲一个人被掳的时候，
When we speak of someone who is in captivity,
就是说他不自由，他已经被辖制的成为奴隶了。
It's to say that he is no longer free; he is now bound as a slave.
他不再能够自由来过他的生活。
He's no longer able to freely live his life.
我们曾经到一些地方去带过青年人聚会，我都喜欢问他们一个问题。
And oftentimes, as we go out into mission fields and we lead younger brothers and sisters into meetings, and I ask them a typical question.
我说年轻人都很喜欢追求自由啊。
And I say young people all want freedom.
其实大人一样。
Of course, all the adults, older ones too.
我说那么到底什么叫自由
？And then I ask the question, what exactly is freedom?
我在澳洲雪梨问的时候，对不起，我在 New Zealand 问的时候
，When I was in New Zealand, I asked the question.
他说我能够去做我想要做的事。
They said someone gave the answer, to be able to do the things that I want to do.
一个年轻人就坐到我旁边，碰碰撞撞的。他说我希望我能够做我想做的事。
And there was a gentleman that was sitting right in front of me. He raised his hand. He said, "I want to be able to do whatever I wanted to do."
我在香港问的时候。
When I went to Hong Kong, I asked the same question.
有一个人坐在里面举手说，随心所欲。
And another person lifted up his hand and said, "Do whatever my heart desires."
然后我在罗马问的时候
，When I asked the same question in Rome,
一个年轻人说，没有人管我。
And another young person raised his hand and said, "Nobody would tell me what to do."
我不晓得我们中间年轻人有没有什么要补充的。
Does anybody want to elaborate on any of the responses?
觉得这三个还不够的。
And these three are not sufficient to describe what freedom is to you.
哇，没有人管我 ，good enough.
Nobody would tell me what to do. Isn't that good enough?
或者我能够做我想要做的，那太好了。
Or the ability to do whatever I wanted to do.
或者我能够随心所欲心想事成。
Or do whatever my heart desired and it would be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得这叫自由吗
？Brothers, I want to ask you: Is this freedom?
这个叫不叫自由
？Is it freedom?
当然不叫的哈。
Of course not.
自由不是说你想做什么就什么，然后你不想做什么就可以不做什么。
The freedom is not just simply not to be able to do whatever you want to do or not do whatever you don't want to do.
只要我们还有一点点理性，你就知道这个自由的定义，想做什么就做什么，不想做什么就不做什么，是不可能存在的。
You know this law, this thought, this notion of doing whatever I want to do.And not do whatever I don't want to do, it doesn't truly exist.
如果这句话成立的话，人类今天不可能已经到了76亿人口了。
And if this saying is true, that the human population would not reach the 7 billion.
早就自我毁灭了。
And we have long ago destroyed ourselves.
我想干嘛就干嘛。
Because if I really want to do whatever I want to do at
the moment, 我开车要闯红灯就闯红灯。
If I don't want to stop at the red line, I'm just going to go.
我看到哪一个人喜欢我，我就硬去强暴他。
And whoever I like, I'm just going to force take her or him.
我看你在餐馆吃那个牛排，我吃不起，我一把抓过来我就吃，对不对？
And I see that in the restaurant that you are eating a steak that I like, I'm just going to go and take it.
余弟兄，你上来，我来讲。
Pastor, you get down from there, I'll speak.
天下大乱。
And we know the world is going to go into chaos.
所以真正的自由，圣经上里面告诉我们的自由。
The freedom the scripture defines for us.
是讲到我们不该做的事情我们能够不去做，而该做的事情我们能够去做。
And we have the ability to do the things that we're supposed to do, and also the ability not to do the things that we're not supposed to do.
对不对？圣经上所有神的命令，我们有力量来遵守，来活出来。
And all the commands and statutes of the Lord, if we have the strength, the power to live it out.
所以当我们没有办法做到这件事的时候，就说到我们是在被掳的状况。
When we discover that we cannot live out the commands and the statutes of God, then we discover that we are in bondage.
所以人可以被食物、被生活的方式、被一个毒瘾或者任何的东西来掳住。
And man, we discover that can be bound whether by food, by whatever addiction, gambling, for example.
我跟于师母1981年我们在 San Francisco, 两个都在 San Francisco 上班的时候。
Pastor Nancy and myself, when we were still working back in 1981.
我们走在 Market Street 上。
We were on Market Street in the middle of San Francisco.
一些坐在路边都已经喝醉酒的人。
There were some people that were sitting on the side of the road, they were completely drunk.
我记得那天晚上冬天天黑的早，我们两个下班走在路上，有一个酒鬼喝酒喝到一半，突然拿瓶子摔碎哈。
And I remember we were walking along the street, and this drunk who was on the side of the street, he was drinking and drinking. All of a sudden, you hear this loud noise, smash on the ground.
我们两个吓一跳，以为他要干什么。
We were startled, and we were afraid that he would do something.
没想到他拿了那个破掉的瓶子，继续在这边舔啊。
And he took.That bottle that was shattered, and he began to lick the inside of the glass.
因为酒喝完了，已经没有了，他要打破，他再舔一舔。
Because he's consumed everything that was in that container, he wants to break it and just lick the content of the container.
有一个东西抓住他，让他没有办法不做这件事情。
Something held him hostage that he can't but do this thing.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到被掳。
Brothers, this is captivity.
第二个讲到非常容易被同化的一个时代。
Secondly, this is a generation that is easily assimilated.
你发现这几个少年人被带到王宫来的时候。
You discover that these young men, when they were taken into the palace of the king.
圣经学者告诉我们，这一班的年轻人大概就是我们今天的 Timothy.
And they tell us that this group of young men, they're roughly in their high school age, our Timothy group.
15岁到18岁之间。
Between the age of 15 and 18.
我们不仅仅 有这么多这样子的年轻人，也有这样子叫 Daniel 的年轻人在里面。
And we have a lot of people in that age group, particularly those who are called Daniel too.
他们被带到王宫里面来。
They've been brought into a palace.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，王下令做两件事情。
As the king gave in a command, an edict.
第一个叫他们教他们加勒底的文字言语。
So the very first thing is to teach them the language and the literature of the Chaldeans.
为的其实就是要同化他们。
And for the very purpose of assimilating them.
当你听到一个人讲英文，讲的到不到位，你就知道他在美国文化里面进入的有多深。
When you speak to someone in English, particularly for those who are of Chinese descent,To a certain extent of our conversation, we come to discover this person to the extent of how much that person has been in this culture. Being
你看到我来了美国这么久，我的英文还这么烂，因为我里面还有一个不肯妥协的中国生命。
And I've been in America for so long, you come to discover my English is lousy because I have an uncompromising spirit within me to be Chinese.
我的胃还是中国胃，喜欢吃中国菜。
My tummy is still of Chinese origin. I love Chinese food.
我讲到我祷告我习惯用中文我不习惯用英文
My prayers, my messages are still predominantly in Chinese because I'm not comfortable in English
在这里住了40年我被同化的一部分
And I've been here for over 40 years I've been only assimilated to a certain extent
ABC 你看你们的英文呱呱乱叫的
Those of you who are born here in America you come to discover your skills your ability to speak
而且居然会喜欢吃 McDonald's
And yet you like hamburgers and McDonald's
所以这是讲到 某种程度的同化、啊、
It speaks of this assimilation to a certain degree
但是我们现在讲到世代容易同化我们还不是指的这些东西
And to speak of our generation, our time assimilating us We're not just talking about these outward things
而是整个世界有一个潮流
But this world has a current
让把整个世界都从这里带去了
And that this current is bringing along this entire world
我不晓得你们有没有想过如果现在把美国建国的时候200年前的人带回到今天来看不是带到今天来看不是带回
I wonder if you ever thought that the forefathers of this country if they were brought back to this time here and now
他很多地方搞不懂
A lot of places, a lot of things maybe all of a sudden they're very confused
为什么那么多人手上抓个东西一直低着头
Why is everybody walking around with this thing in their hands and their head is always looking down
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
为什么坐车、火车上、电车上，每个人都低头
Whatever car, whatever transportation you're in, everybody is looking down.
他没听过手机的这回事。
They never heard of something called a cell phone.
他们恐怕那时候连电话都没有，是不是没有电话？
They don't have telephones. Yeah.
怎么可能我在这里讲话，台湾听得到？
How is it that I speak here and across the world, somebody can hear what I'm saying?
所以整个世界一个大的洪流在往前去，把整个人类都往前带。
And we see this huge.Current that has taken the entire world in the same direction.
从好的一面来说，科技、物质的享受、各方面的进步，让我们生活方便很多。
From one perspective, the improvement of technology and our livelihood allowed us to enjoy quite a bit of what we do from day to day.
但是当这个洪水把你冲得往前去的时候，它对你的影响绝对不是只有这一部分，它是所有的东西一起影响。
But as this current is moving, as this flood is moving you, it is not just these components in your life, but everything in your life.
所以前两天于师母给我看了一篇文章，那个 Columbine High School Shooting 的那个访问他妈妈哦。
A few days ago, Pastor Nancy showed me this article that was written back in the days when the Columbine shooting. I don't know if you still remember.
我听这个妈妈讲话，我真的非常佩服她。她能够经过这么可怕的痛苦、羞辱、不能接受的那个悲剧里面走出来。
And it's amazing to me. I read this article of a particular mom who's lost her child in the shooting, and she's able to walk out of this tragedy.
她完全不知道她的孩子里面有这么多、这么多、这么多的问题。
She had no idea all of these issues and problems that reside in her child's life.
你看孩子在家里面还是一样正常生活，出门就跟他说拜，什么都正常。但是那天却发生了在学校 shooting.
Everything seems normal. Everything seems okay. They say goodbye there every day. That particular day, she said goodbye, and then this tragic event happened.
因为她交了一些的朋友
because she had some friends.
他们都喜欢穿着黑色的长袍，他们很多的东西都从 video game 里面学出来的。
And they dress in goth and they learn a lot of the way they behave and they talk through video games.
他们用的枪，他们怎么样子杀人，全部都从 video game 里面，很多都是从里面学出来的。
And type of guns that they would use and how they would kill someone, they learn all of that through a video game.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多的言行，我们的粗野的话、粗野的行动、暴力的行动，很多不知不觉都在影响我们。
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes we discover the way we speak.The words that we use, the tone that we use, they are influenced by this world, and it is we have been influenced by this world.
我们对婚姻的态度、夫妻的相处关系，通通都受这个世界的影响。
Our attitude towards marriage, our mindsets towards marriage, our relationship towards one another, we come to discover they are all influenced by this world.
所以他不光教他们的文字，他改他们的名字。
Well, not only did he.Teach them the culture and the language of the Chaldeans, but he also changed their names.
我没有时间讲细，我只要举两个例子就好了哈。
And I won't go through all of them, but just the two.
这里有四个人，我只讲两个，第一个跟最后一个。但以理的名字原来是神是审判者。
And Daniel, his name originally meant God is judge. God is my judge.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人取名字是有意义的。
And the name has a purpose.When it's given to him.
当叫到这个名字的时候，就希望这个名字的意义能够对他产生某种的影响。
And we pray that this particular name would have a meaning to his life.
所以但以理的爸妈，我相信是个敬虔的人，帮他取的名字叫但以理。神是审判的，你要知道，你要去向神交账的。
And I trust that Daniel's parents was godly people. They wanted Daniel to know all his life that God is the one who judged, and you have to have stand before him one day.
而他们把他改的名字叫伯提撒撒，是不是被巴 利所保护的，被一个偶像的神所保护的。
And they changed his name to Belshazzar, which means Baal is my protector.
完全改变他整个人的意义。
And changed the very meaning, the essence of who he is.
那第四个人叫亚撒利亚，他的原来的意思是耶和华是我的帮助。
And the last person's name, Azariah, that means the Lord is my help.
他们把他 改名字叫做亚伯离哥，说到是火神离哥的宗仆。
And Abednego is translated to the faithful servant of the fire god.
啊，他是侍奉火神的一个非常 faithful 一个忠仆忠心的仆人。
And he becomes a faithful servant of this fire god.
你看到了没有？教他们加勒底的文字，改他们名字，完全变成加勒底的名字。
And you see very clearly that they've been taught the literature of the Chaldeans, and also their name has been changed.
就是要同化他们。
It's to assimilate them.
弟兄姊妹，这是这个世代，他就是用各样的方法要来影响我们向着神的纯正。
No different like our time and our culture that wants to influence, assimilate us to the world, to influence the way we look at God.
我影响我们对神的纯正跟我们活着的价值。
And to alter, to change our absolute and our purity towards God.
原来是为神活的。
At one point we were living for God.
现在为了巴利活。
Now all of a sudden we're living for Baal.
原来是感谢神的，神是我的帮助。
At one time we were thankful to God because He's been my help.
现在提醒你，你要去侍奉 the fire of God， 去侍奉火神。
Now you're reminded you need to be a faithful servant unto this other God.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得世界现在就在影响我们
？Brothers, do you not realize that this world is influencing that us that way?
我们明明是为着神的荣耀被创造的。
We were made and created for the glory of God.
它就来影响我们生活的目的跟我们生存的价值。
But this world is changing our mindset.Towards the value of what we live for.
让我们就变成为今生活，为自己活。
That we're living for this life, we're living for ourselves.
这就是巴比伦的文化。
And this is the culture of Babylon.
这也是这个世代的文化。
It is also the culture of our time.
教我们活在当下。
That we live here and now.
为自己活，为今生活。
We live for ourselves, we live for this life alone.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个同化的时代。
And again, I say this is a time where we are assimilated to its culture.
巴比伦王做的第二件事情叫他。王所吃的所喝的酒每天给他们一份。
But we also discovered the king also made an edict that whatever I eat, these men shall eat.
这是一个非常容易被腐化的一个世代。
And it's a generation that's easily corrupted.
他们可以住在王宫，吃完膳，喝王酒，享受荣华富贵。
And they live in a palace, they're given the king's delicacy and wine, and they live a lifestyle of opulence.
让他们忘记他自己。是以色列，是神的选民。
So that they would forget that they were Israelites, that they were the chosen people of God.
把你放在一个非常舒服的环境里面。
And I'm going to put you in a very luxurious place.
弟兄姊妹，吃喝享用，吃王的宴席。
And they were able to enjoy the delicacies of the king.
你现在湾区有哪一家餐馆，你提出来都没得比的。
And there is not a single restaurant here in the Bay Area that can compare.
David, 你最喜欢吃什么？
David, what do you love to eat?
没得比的。
There's nothing that can compare.
你不管想吃牛排、吃龙虾、吃什么，没得比的。
Steaks, lobsters, anything that you can think of, you cannot be compared with the delicacies.
这是巴比伦王自己吃的东西。
These are the things that the king of Babylon ate.
巴比伦王喝的酒不是 Safeway 三块半的酒。
The wine that the king of Babylon drink is not something you buy in Safeway.
而且被放在王宫里面，放在这么尊贵的地位，你说年轻人几个人熬得住这个试探
？And you say these young men in the midst of this situation and this the surrounding, can they overcome?
不要说年轻人挡不住了，我觉得我们没有几个人挡得住这样子的这个诱惑。
Not to say teenagers, young men, not many of us here in this room are able to withstand the temptation.
你在一个环境久了，你难免不受它影响。
In that particular circumstance, if you're there for a long time, more or less, you will be influenced by it.
我这个人不懂做菜，我就用最简单的做例子好了，茶叶蛋好了。
And I don't know how to cook very well, but I'll just use a simple recipe as an example, the Chinese tea eggs.
你把蛋丢进去煮熟了，丢两块茶叶，两分钟关掉，然后说这个叫茶叶蛋。
You boil an egg, and then after it's been boiled, you throw a couple of leaves in the pot, and you say, okay, that's Chinese tea egg.
那个枝子是茶叶的枝子，闻起来味道是茶叶的味道，可是你一剥开来，里面是白的。
And you look at the surrounding, the fluid look like it's some kind of tea thing, and then you crack the egg, and you discover the egg's still white.
这个不叫茶叶蛋，对不对？
It is not tea egg yet.
因为它没有受它影响。
Because the egg hasn't been really simmering in that soup long enough.
有的人做茶叶蛋是放在小火上面，慢慢，我不晓得那个叫什么，那个叫煮、叫烘、叫培、叫什么，不管哈，叫什么。
And some people would.
反正你弄个两天两夜以后，哇，那个茶叶蛋打开来里面都是黑的，吃到蛋黄还是。
And some people would cook those tea eggs, and they would simmer in very slow fire for a couple of days, and then afterwards you discover the entire egg is infused with the fragrance of the tea. And the entire influence of the soup has penetrated to the very core of this egg.
这就是为什么我在矽谷住了快四十年，我不知道听过多少人跟我讲，人在江湖身不由己。
And that's the reason why for decades when I live here in the Silicon Valley, I often hear people say that I live in this world, I can't help myself.
我到中国大陆去，很多做生意的弟兄姊妹也跟我们讲，人在江湖身不由己。
And a lot of brothers in China who are businessmen, they'll also tell me the same saying.
潜规则太多了，没有办法。潜规则就是那种 irregular, 就是不 follow the rule 的这个。
Business practices that are not particularly that follows the rule, it's everywhere, it's rampant.
例如说这个账簿有两本 accounting 就 two sets.
For example, they would keep two separate accountings.
弟兄姊妹，你在这个世界熏久了，你就知道我不知不觉，我的思想、我的价值观，我做很多事情，我被这个世界腐化了。
You discover that here in the world for such a long time, gradually, our mindset, the way we think, the way we look at things, we've been corrupted by this world.
第四个，这个世界是非常让人容易妥协的一个时代。
And fourthly, this is a generation that easily allows us to be compromised.
因为当一个潮流是往那里去的时候。
Because when the entire current is moving in the same direction,
你要能够站住，你就必须是要面对潮流。
And so for you to be able to stand firm, you have to stand and face against this current.
一个人真的很少人站得住了，太孤单了。
Very, very hard for an individual to stand firm against the current because they're very, very much alone.
所以为什么叫做 peer pressure?
And this is the reason why the term peer pressure exists.
你很容易被逼迫的。
Very easily, you are pressured from the people around you.
我记得我十三岁的时候，我那时候有八个同学，我们常常玩在一起，狐群狗党。
I remember when I was 8 years old.
13 years old.
I had
八个人常常在一起。
I had eight friends that we all were really, really close, very good friends. We played together all the time.
我们书读的也很好，但是玩也玩得很好，一天到晚出去打球。
We studied well, but we also played hard.
有点像结拜兄弟一样，感情这么好。
And we were BFFs.
What's that?
Best friends forever.
Very good. 然后有一天，有一个同学爸爸死掉了。
And one day, one of our friends, his dad passed away.
所以我们其他七个人就说一起去参加他爸爸的葬礼。
So the seven of us, we went to his dad's funeral.
我是不知道中国大陆怎么样，台湾的那个葬礼在去真正安葬以前，就在家门口搭个棚子，然后放了鲜花，棺材放在那里。
And I don't know what's the custom in China, but back in those days, the coffin would reside right in the middle of the house, and you would have flowers and tenting on the outside of the entry of the house.
让很多亲戚朋友都来这边来拜他。
The relatives and friends, they may all come and bow down to him.
我从来没参加过，那是我第一次参加。
I've never been to a funeral before. That's the very first funeral that I've been to.
所以当我们打开帐篷一进去的时候。
And when we open up this covering, this tent, as we enter into the house,
所有人都跪在棺材面前，拿着香。
Everyone was bowing on their knees before this coffin with incense.
然后他们发了香给我们七个人，我七个六个同学啪就跪下去了。
And they gave incense to all of us, all seven of us, and my six other friends. They immediately got on their knees.
我跟他说我是基督徒，对不起，我站着。
And I said, I'm a Christian. I'm sorry. I'll just remain standing.
我要讲这句话的时候，我里面真的是觉得好孤单。
And when I said these words, I felt so alone.
我的同学在旁边拉我，他是。
And my friends were tugging me on the shirt. Get down here, get down.
我说对不起，我是基督徒。
I said I can't do that. I'm a Christian.
我没有办法拿着香对一个死人来下拜。
And I cannot take incense and bow down to someone.
弟兄姊妹，这个环境是很容易叫你妥协的。
Brothers, I want to paint this picture because we are in a time where we're easily compromised.
我听过一个姓王的弟兄做见证，他说他就是被同学嘲笑，他说你这么没有用。 毒都不敢吸一口。
And there was a brother, he shared with me that he was mocked by his friends. Oh, you're such a chicken. You won't even dare to try a puff of drugs.
所以叫 chicken 是吧？ Yeah. 你连吸一口都不敢。
I just take one puff. What's the big deal?
你什么鸡啊？是吧？
Yeah. What kind of chicken are you?
他想说好吧，我就吸一口吧，免得他们瞧不起我。
And he said, okay, I'll just take one puff, lest that they keep bothering me and they won't, they look lightly on me.
他说就为了这一口。
I said, for that one puff.
他从十五岁到三十七岁中间进进出出监狱不知道多少次。
From the age of 15 to the age of 37, he went in and out of jail so many times.
妥协一接受了。那个瘾一下子抓住他。
That single compromise, that became an addiction in his life, and it changed his life.
他去偷钱，他去抢钱，他不知道做了多少坏事进出监狱。
He stealed, he robbed just for money so that he could buy drugs.
因为他需要来满足他的毒瘾。
Because he needs to have another hit.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这个时代里面，也许我们每一个人的试探不一样啊。
Brothers and sisters, in this time, in this culture, perhaps the temptation that we each face are different.
不要。那样子的不认识自己，把自己开向这个世界。
We pray that we are not individuals that do not know ourselves, that we are wide open towards this world.
不要以为自己一定站得稳，你要晓得世界背后是撒旦，是几千年、几万年的老狐狸在那里。
Do not think that you're able to stand, but this trickery, this evil one, Satan, he's a fox, and he's been at work for thousands.
一把就可以把我们抓住，一辈子来羞辱我们。
Tens of thousands of years, and he's able to take you captive.
所以我们在主的面前晓得这样子一个时代，但以理的时代，被掳、被同化、被腐化，而且容易妥协。
And we know, we see that in Daniel's generation, it's easily that they are in captivity, they're assimilated, they're corrupted, and that they are easily compromised.
今天我们也是在这样子的时代。
And I say to you, today we are in the same generation.
所以当我们来看但以理的时候
，So when we come and look at Daniel,
他如果是十五岁到十八岁之间被掳到巴比伦
，If he was taken into captivity between the age of 15 and 18,
那我们读了但以理书以后，发现他在但以理的在巴比伦帝国。他有非常非常卓越杰出的成就。
And we discover through the book of Daniel that this man excelled as he lived in Babylon.
他不仅仅在国中位居高位。
Not only does he held a very high position in the country as a whole, in the kingdom.
他跨越了巴比伦帝国跟波斯两个帝国。
He served through the nation, the time of Babylon into the time of Persia.
他在巴比伦帝国的时候，这个巴比伦王为着他，因着但以理，他能够下拜，对但以理都下拜。
And this king of Babylon, because of Daniel, he actually prostrated and bowed before the king.
他说：“你的神是万神之神，你的神是真神。”
And he says, "The Lord your God is the one true God."
而到了波斯帝国大力乌王的时候，他全国分成一百二十个总督。
And when it came to the time of Persia, and the king of Darius is he had many provinces.
然后立了三个总长。
And he established three rulers to those provinces.
那但以理是这三个总长中最高的位置。
And Daniel oversaw the three rulers over these provinces.
弟兄姊妹，怎么可能一个俘虏能够在两个帝国里面能够位居这么样子的高位？
How is it possible as someone who's a captive, who's enslaved, now been elevated to the position as Daniel?
而且圣经上告诉我们，这些总督、这些总长嫉妒他。
And we see in Scripture that those who are in authority, they were jealous of Daniel.
想你根本就是一个外来的，还是一个俘虏，居然位置在我们上面。
They said, "You're an outsider. You're a captive. You're a slave. How can you have authority over us?"
所以他们联合起来，想要找但以理任何的过失把柄，要来告他。
So they were trying to find shortfalls, pitfalls in Daniel's life that they would accuse him of something.
然后圣经上告诉我们，他们怎么找不到，因为但以理办事忠心，毫无过失。
And they say that no matter how hard they searched, they found nothing because Daniel did everything faithfully.
所以他不光表现杰出。
Not only did Daniel excel in what he did.
有的人杰出不见得忠心。
But some people may excel in what they do, but they may not be faithful.
他不仅仅杰出，他办事忠心，毫无过失。
And he excelled, and because he was faithful, and he did nothing wrong.
而且不光这样子，
he made no、
连王后们都，连臣仆们都做见证，这个人里面有美好的灵命。
And even those who were in the palaces, they said that this man has a wonderful spirit within him.
所以不光他表现卓越，不光他做事认真，而且他的生命性情，他的见证，那都是。
And his life displays something that is marvelous, that's unique within him.
So that's
the very first question we want
to ask.
How is it possible that Daniel can live such a way?
In his generation
and the type of generation that he's in, how is he able to stand fast?Stand fast so well.
弟兄姊妹，在我们在讲 Silicon Valley 的什么高三高五高七高，不管怎么高，那这一段话对我们太重要了。
And I want to say to those of you who think that in here in the Silicon Valley we have all these challenges, these words are important to us.
所以我们来看但以理得利或是得胜的秘诀到底在哪里。
We're going to come to look at the secret to Daniel's victory or his strength.
那么第六章好像 帮我们开了一个小窗户。
Chapter 6 seemingly has opened a window, a glimpse into his life for us.
让我们来看看但以理是怎么过他平常生活的。
Now we can see how Daniel lived every day of his life.
这个就是但以理得力的秘诀。
And this is the secret to his victories.
这也是他能够 在这么多的挑战，这么多的别人要来陷害他的环境里面，他能够出淤泥而不染。
And this is the reason why, in the midst of all these challenges, with all these people coming against his life, he's able to be undefiled out of this miry soot.
所以但以理第六章，这些周围的人没有办法用他的软弱来告他，就用他的长处来害他。
And so, because they cannot blame him for anything that he has done wrong, they use what is What is good, what's virtuous in his life to bring him into harm.
但以理的长处就是他敬畏那位独一的真神。
And the virtues of Daniel's life is he respected and he honored the God who he believes in.
这是他得力的秘诀，他从来不妥协。Let God be God.
This is the secret of his strength, and he never compromised. He let God be God.
我们这个人，别人要告我们太容易了，太多毛病。
If we're truthful to ourselves, anybody who wants to accuse us of something, they can accuse us of anything. We have a lot of problems.
不要说神若追查罪孽，有谁站得住？
Not to say if God were to seek out judgment, who can stand before Him?
我想我们中间任何一个人，如果人家来盯着我们。看我们几天的生活，就可以看出我们很多的缺陷跟破绽。
We know that if anyone is intimate in our lives, who are walking along our side, watching the way we live, we know that they can find a lot of areas where we have shortcomings and failures.
在这里他们就叫王下了一个令，说任何人如果跪拜王以外的，通通要被丢到狮子坑去。
And they tricked the king to give a decree that if anyone bows to anything or anyone other than the king himself, they need to be thrown in the lion's den.
因为他们知道但以理是一个敬畏神的人，常常跪在神的面前。
Because they know Daniel is the one who honors God, who is often on his knees before God.
所以他们就用但以理的长处，他对神的敬畏。要来害他。
And then again, because of his strength, his respect for God, they use it as something that would bring him harm.
所以任何弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得你最近为了爱主的缘故反而遭灾，反而遭了逼迫，
brothers and sisters,
不要难过。
In recent days, if you feel that you're suffering, for the Lord's sake, and I would encourage you, don't be sad.
保罗早就告诉我们，凡是立志要进前度日的，一定受逼迫。
And Paul has told us long ago that those who want to live a godly life, we will be persecuted.
我们93年的时候，教会有一个非常宝贝的同工，他在公司里面一直得不到 promotion.
And there was a wonderful co-worker back in 1993 in our church, and he's been working there for quite some time, but he's never gotten a promotion.
然后他直接去找他老板，他说：“老板，我今天不是为了要升官，也不是为了要加薪，我是很谦卑的，请问你，到底我什么地方没做好？为什么你给我的 performance， 给我的考绩这么差？”
And he went to this boss. He said, "I did not come to talk to you about how to get promoted, but I do want to understand why is it that you gave me such a bad review of my performance."
你知道老板怎么回答他？
You know what his boss said to him?
他说：“你所有表现都很好。”
He said, "You've done really well."
就是礼拜五晚上，我们整个 team 出去喝啤酒的时候，你从来不来。
It's just Friday night when we go out and we have the social gathering of the team. You were never there.
大家一起 是 get together 享受这种关系的时候，你从来不来。
And when we have these events that we when we are together, you are never there.
他跟老板说：“老板，我已经跟你说过，我是基督徒，礼拜五教会有聚会。”
He says, "Boss, I already told you I'm a Christian. Friday night I have Bible study that I want to go to."
老板说：“那是你的事情。”
And the boss says, "Well, that's your business."
但是我们弟兄后来就跟我说，他当老板这样说了以后，他知道。他为了主，他还是不会去的。
And he knows even after the what his boss said, he said, "For the Lord's sake, I'm still not going to go to these things."
那我们在这里看但以理，我们看第六章。
And again, Daniel chapter 6.
啊，在这里说到但以理知道这个禁令，第六章第十节，盖了玉玺就到自己的家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢与素常一样。
Chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
这是他整个得力得胜的秘诀。
And this is the secret to his victory.
这是他为什么能够有这么样子卓越的表现。
This is the reason why he can excel in all that he is doing.
圣经上告诉我们，因着他跟他三个朋友那样子的敬畏神，神赐给他们特别的聪明、智慧和知识。
And the scripture tells us because of their reverence towards God, he and his three friends has given exceptional wisdom and understanding.
尤其这四个人里面，神又给但以理更高的智慧，因为他特别特别敬畏神。
And of these four, God has given Daniel a particular a portion above and beyond.
所以当他们这一批的年轻人里面，这四个人表现最杰出。
And of these four, Daniel was the one that exemplified the qualities among them. He was the best.
这个被掳了这么多，从被掳的里面挑出了一些精兵，而这精兵里面这四个人，因着敬畏神，神就把特殊的聪明智慧赐给他们。
Of all these who were taken captive, of all the young men who were taken to the palaces, of these young men, these four were taken and they were separated out, but God has given them extra wisdom.
圣经上告诉我们，经过了三年的。这个培养以后带到王宫来的时候
And after 3 years of training, they were taken into the palace.
尼布甲尼撒王看他们这四个人
King Nebuchadnezzar, when they looked at the four of them,
发现他们那么聪明，他们的聪明超过全国的术士，术士是他们当时最聪明又能够看异象解异梦的人。
And the king noticed that these four, their wisdom surpassed all the wise men of the land.
他比他们全部加起来还超过十倍。
He said that they were 10 times wiser than the satraps of the land.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这个神界的撒母耳，神界的神人去责备老以利，说。尊重我的，我必尊重他；藐视我的，必全然被藐视。
So Samuel back then rebuked Eli and said, "Those who esteem me, I will esteem; those who despise me, I will despise."
老以利纵容自己的孩子，看孩子过于看神。神说：“你藐视我，你就全然被藐视。”
Eli allowed his kids to do whatever they wanted to do, and he did not honor God in that regard. So God says, "If you do not esteem me, then I will not esteem you."
但是尊重神的人，他要被神尊重。
But those who esteem God highly will be highly esteemed by God.
所以这四个人敬畏神，神把特别的智慧给他们。
And of these four people, they revered God, so God has given them extra portion of wisdom.
所以在这里我们看见但以理一如素常，这个素常这两个字非常不容易。
And we see the word as his custom, what he did every single day.
我们去参加退休会，你早上6点钟起来晨更，那个没什么了不起哈，虽然不容易了。
And when we have our conferences, we get up at 6 in the morning, we have morning devotion.That's okay. That's not bad, but
你每一天早上都6点钟起来，而且都有那样子将近一个小时的导读，弟兄姊妹跟素常一样，这个就了不起。
If every morning you got up at 6 and you have that same prayer life, then as custom to what you do every day, then I would say that's pretty good.
我们在新人门训里面，我们在讲到，我们都很希望建立起一个稳定的灵修生活。
And in our discipleship training, we talk about wanting to have this steady spiritual pursuit of God.
我们都知道灵修生活很重要，但是怎么样子建立一个稳定的灵修生活，这是我们的挑战。
And we know to have these devotions is very, very important. But how do we do it steadily every single day? How do, that is a challenge.
我记得我讲那堂课的时候，我特别用第六章第十节但以理 的例子。
I remember when I was giving that particular lesson, I chose this particular verse as an illustration.
我在但以理的人生是一个稳行在高处的人生。
I said Daniel's life is a life that walks steadily in the heights.
稳行在高处这五个字里面有三个很重要的字。
And there's three important words in this particular phrase.
稳行高。
He's steadily, he's walking, and he's on the heights.
这是所有培养灵修生活里面的挑战。
And these are the challenges to cultivate a spiritual devotion in our lives.
我们只注意力集中在第一个要怎么样子行。
And if we only focus on how to walk.
但是行其实说老实话不难。
To say to walk or to do is not challenging.
你只要有一个好好的计划，适合自己的计划，就开始做，就是 just do it.
If you have a good plan, just start, just do it.
所以行还不难。
To do or start walking it is not hard.
比较大的挑战是稳。
The challenging part is now you need to be steady.
我不管生病，不管健康，不管出差，不管在家，我都能够每天维持，这个了不起。
Whether I'm at home on a business trip, whether I'm sick, whether I'm well, whether I'm vacationing, if I could continue what I do, then you're steady.
我曾经讲过这个美国派去跟韩国韩战之后。谈判的代表这个 William Harrison 从西点军校20岁信主以后到他90岁这70年里面。
William Harrison, he was an ambassador that was sent to talk to the North Koreans after the Korean War. He came to Christ at a very young age.
他每天读新约一章，旧约四章。
Every single day, he would...
对不起，每一年读新约四遍。旧约一遍。
And every year he would read through the New Testament 4 times and the Old Testament once.
他七十年来，不管在战场上，在家里面，从来没有改过。
For 70 years, regardless of whether he's on the battlefield, whether he's at home, that has never changed.
这个叫稳。
And this is called being steady.
有一次我讲完道，有个弟兄跟我讲，他余弟兄我也很稳啊。
And one time after I preached such a message, a brother came up to me and said, Brother, you, I'm very steady too.
他说我从来没有高过，我永远都是稳行在低处。
He said, I've never been on the heights. I've always walked in the lowlands.
我永远软弱，永远懒惰，永远不行。
I'm always weak. I'm always lazy. I'm always in the state of I can't.
所以我们 come to 第三个挑战。
So we come to the third challenge.
就是最难的挑战就是高。
It's the harder challenge is be at the height.
但以理得地的秘诀在于他的灵修生活是高的。
Daniel's secret to victory is because he steadily walked upon the heights.
就是我的 bold character, 双膝跪在。
And this was been bolded a bold front in the outline that he knelt down on his knees.
他每一次的读经，每一次的祷告，是来到神的面前。
Every time he prayed, every time he read scripture, he came to the living God.
这是他得力的秘诀。
And this is the secret of his strength.
我们也祷告，我们也读经，但是很多的时候，祷告完、读经完，我们没有改变。
And we pray and we read the scriptures, but oftentimes after we do those things, we find that we are unchanged.
我们读经完、祷告完、聚完会，我们跟神的关系没有直接的接触。
We do those things and we go through meetings and afterwards, we're not changed. We haven't met the Lord. We haven't come in contact with the Lord.
祷告是人与神在圣灵中相会并相交。
Prayer is our communion, our time of going face to face with God in the Spirit of God.
读经是我在说话的神面前，让神借着圣经对我说话。
And reading the Scripture is coming before the face of God to allow the God who speaks to talk to me.
唱诗是我在神面前口唱心和，用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
And singing is my act of worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth.
聚会是教会奉主的名，在主的同在中，我们。一起来敬拜他。
And the meetings that we conduct at church is a gathering under the name of Jesus in the presence of God where we are together worshiping Him.
侍奉是不管我做什么，做整洁、做饭食、做讲台、带师，我是从心里做，像是为主做的。
A service, regardless of what I am doing it unto the Lord.
这个叫做在我神面前。
This is what it means to be in the presence of my Lord, my God.
所以但以理得力的秘诀，第一件事情，他 lay God be God， 他真把神当神。
And again, the secret of his victory is that he truly allowed God to be God.
所以他整个的一生，他的灵修是非常稳的，不管你怎么样。
So his entire life has been very, very steady, no matter what he did.
不管因为我今天的灵修完以后，我要被丢到狮子坑，我还是像树长一样。
Even if I am to be thrown into the lion's den.After doing what I'm doing, I'm still going to do it.
不管我今天生病了，我今天生气了，我今天出差了，忙得不得了，我还是跟树长一样 ，lay God be God.
Even when I'm sick or I'm upset or I have to go on a business trip, no matter what I do, I allow God to be God in my life.
我单身的时候爱神，我结婚的时候一样爱神，我生了孩子，我还是要爱神。
I love the Lord while I am single. I will continue to love the Lord when I get into marriage life, and I will continue to love the Lord when I have kids.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做像束长。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the word custom means.
他永远把神当神。
He is always allowing God to be God.
能尊神为圣。
And he esteemed the Lord to be holy.
这是第一个问题。
And this is the very first thing.
但以理得力得胜卓越的一个秘诀。
And the secret to his excellence and his victories in his life.
那我的第二个问题要问的。
And the second question I want to ask.
成熟的但以理或是一个慢慢认识神的但以理有这样子的束长生活，我可以了解。
And a Daniel who knows the Lord, who continues to live this way, I can understand.
那一个15岁到18岁的年轻人怎么可能就已经这么爱主。
For a 15 to an 18 year old kid, how is it that he's able to love the Lord this way?
他怎么可能被摆到王宫里面，他能够站得这么稳？
How is it that when he's placed in the king's palace, that he can still stand firm?
世界的王要同化他，世界王宫的享受要来腐化他，整个仇敌的权势要逼着他妥协，但是他却能够站得住。
The king of this world wants to take him captive, wants to assimilate him, wants to corrupt him, yet he's able to stand in the midst of all these.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面都会有这个问题，为什么但以理这么年轻能够这个样？
Do you marvel that Daniel, in his young age, is able to do what he did?
谁敢对尼布甲尼撒有这样子的态度？
Who dares to have this type of attitude toward King Nebuchadnezzar?
他不是一个国王、一个总统而已，他是一个整个巴比伦帝国的霸主。
He's not just a king or a ruler of a province. He is the supreme ruler of the entire land.Ruled by Babylon.
一个十六七岁的三个四个年轻人能够说不要让他的食物来玷污我们。
And these four young men would dare to say, "We do not want to be defiled by what he's eating."
我是尼布甲尼撒，马上抓来杀头的。
Immediately, King Nebuchadnezzar would take my head off.
对不起啦，我不会当尼布甲尼撒。我想尼布甲尼撒听到绝对愤怒的。
And I truly believe that Nebuchadnezzar, if he heard these words, he would be angry.
他们知道他讲这句话可能带来的结果。
And they know the consequences that it would bring for saying these things.
他说不要用王所吃的食物、王所喝的酒来玷污我们这一些被神分别为圣的器皿。
And they said that we do not want to be defiled by the delicacies of the king. We are vessels set apart for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，我花了一点时间也去读，一些圣经上他所处的年代，还在他年代中已经存在的一些先知、君王跟同伴们。没有，我去读但以理他所处的时代啊。
I began to study and look into the time and generation of the of Daniel.
那我唯一可以得到的结论。
The only conclusion that I can come to.
第一个，他可能有非常敬虔的父母，从年轻就带他敬畏神。
Foremost, it's very likely that he had parents that were godly that brought him before the presence of the Lord.
不是要叫他只是成为一个 churchgoer, 是建立他跟神真的关系。
Not that he would simply be a churchgoer, but he would truly have a relationship with the living God.
不然他不可能。能够这样子的分别过分别为圣的生活。
Or else there's no way for him to have this attitude that I need to be set apart as I live my days.
我想我们今天所有的人，不要光讲青少年了，我们大人一样，在面对试探、面对诱惑、面对世界的享受的时候，我们多少人有力量站得住
？I don't want to make this message focus just on our young people today, but all of us who are here today, in the midst of the temptations and the challenges that we face every day, how is it that we're able to stand?
他如果进抓到王宫之前没有过分别为圣的生活，他就不可能进到王宫以后突然要变分别为圣的生活。
If his life was not lived in such a way that he sees that I am sanctified unto the Lord, there's no way that he would enter into the palace and all of a sudden say, I need to be sanctified unto the Lord.
如果他没有在进被抓到巴比伦王宫去之前就建立了跟神这样子的一个真实的关系跟敬畏神的生活，他是不可能进到王宫突然变成这样。
Unless he has this relationship with the Lord God, whether he has a heart that reveres and honors God before he was brought into this place, there's no way that he would all of a sudden have this attitude when he's brought into the palace.
第一个是他的父母。
Foremost, I believe, is his parents.
第二个。
Secondly,
但以理年轻的时候，
Daniel, when he was young,
耶利米做先知。
Jeremiah was the prophet.
还有西番雅也是先知。
And Zephaniah was also the prophet.
然后约西亚王那是一个非常好王，带领神百姓想要在混乱失败中归向神的一个王。
Hosea was also king while he was young, and he was the one that led the entire nation to turn to God.
所以在那样一个被掳之前，有一段突然有点复兴的局面出现了。
And right before the entire nation was taken captive, there were a slight moment where the nation had a revival.
所以我相信但以理在那样子的环境，因为一些属灵长辈的带领下，他被培养了。
And I trust under the tutelage and the leadership of those individuals and his youth, he's been brought and cultivated in such a way.
然后第三个可能的因素，我认为是更重要的因素。
And thirdly, what influenced him, I think is the most important aspect.
因为年轻的孩子们最影响他们的就是朋友。
And what influenced them the most are their friends.
就是他们的同伴。
Their companions.
所以但以理跟他这三个朋友。
And Daniel and his three friends.
包括另外一些年轻人，像以西结。以西结也是他同样年纪的人。
And Ezekiel, he's also of the same age as this group of young men.
因为以西结是在第二次被掳的时候被抓走的。
And Ezekiel was taken into captivity the second time.
那以西结被抓走的时候25岁，所以基本上他跟但以理是差不多年纪的。
When Ezekiel was taken captive, he was about 25 years old, and he was about the same age as Daniel.
换句话说，在那里有一般的年轻人，他们非常学习过分别为圣的生活，成为属灵的同伴。
You discover there's a group of young men who has lived a life where they are sanctified. They see themselves holy unto God.
弟兄姊妹，在这样子一个充满的试探、充满仇敌破坏的一个世代里面
，and in the time and the generation that's coming under a siege by the enemy，
我们绝对需要属灵的同伴。
We need spiritual companions.
大人一样。
Of adults, the same way.
所以我们来再来读今天的提摩太后书。
And let's read the memorization scripture for today again.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主。追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。在这里不仅仅讲到我们要自洁，而且要脱离。
And not does it tell us to cleanse ourselves, but also separate ourselves.
不仅仅讲到要逃避，而且要去追求。
And not only to flee, but to pursue.
而且不是一个人，要同那一些倾心爱主的人一同追求。
And not just one person, but all those.
弟兄姊妹，我们太需要同伴了。
And brothers and sisters, we need one another.
不管你在你的小组，在你服事的团队，年轻人在你们的团契里面，我们需要找到一些真正爱主的，我们一起来追求主。
Whether it be in our small group or in our fellowship groups, we need to find those who have a heart, a passion to love the Lord.
我们这一生要为自己所有的抉择、选择负责任的。
And we need to be responsible for all the choices that we make in this life.
你爸爸妈妈是谁不是我可以决定的，那个你不需要负责任。
You cannot determine who your parents are. You cannot be responsible for that.
但我们人生很多的决定我们都是非常重要的。
But a lot of decisions in our life, they are of utmost importance.
除了拣选要不要信神，除了拣选谁做你的配偶以外。
aside from whether you can decide whether you want to receive the Lord to be your God or who you're going to marry,
有一件很重要的事情。
There's something else that is very important.
就是你我要决定受谁的影响。
We have to decide who we will be influenced by.
被什么来影响我？我们要为了这件事情负责任的。
What will influence me? We need to be responsible for those things.
所以你要拣选哪一类的人做朋友
？So who you're going to choose as friends?
你要拣选什么样子的 lifestyle?
What kind of lifestyle will you choose?
你要拣选什么样子的 priority?
What kind of priority in your life?
弟兄姊妹，通通影响我们整个生命的品质跟人生的价值。
Brothers and sisters, these things all influence the quality and the virtues of your life.
所以你千万不要为了要讨人喜欢，我们就同流合污啊。
Please do not think that you want to please someone that we all do the same thing together.
当你跟别人接触，你知道我跟他们接触以后，让我更不能够爱神，我一定要学习逃避的。
If you come to discover that if I am interacting with this group of people and I am drawn away from the love of the Lord, then I need to flee from those situations.
如果你跟哪一班弟兄姊妹谈话以后，发现他都在讲 gossip， 让你影响对神对人的信任，要离开他们。
And if you come into fellowship or talk with brother and sister, you discover that they are always gossiping, they're always criticizing, then you need to separate yourself from those talks.
如果你跟谁在一起，你发现他在乎你，他爱你，希望你能够爱神。 这样子的人我们要跟他一同来追求主。
If you come across people who cares about you, who loves you, who cares that you care about and loves God, and those are the people you need to befriend with.
摩拉维亚大复兴我前一阵子讲过。
The revival in Moravia, I've given you a lot of examples before.
你要知道金进道夫都不过才二十多岁而已。
Zinzendorf, he was only but in his 20s.
他能够带着那么多跟他差不多年纪的人一起起来，在教会历史上产生这么大的影响。
He was able to raise up and lead so many brothers of his age to have such a great influence on the history of the church.
他们那个二十四小时守望祷告，长达一百年的守望祷告。
And these 24 hours a day prayer that lasted over 100 years.
很多时候是年轻的孩子们守夜在那边整夜祷告。
And I will tell you, oftentimes it is young people.Who are awake at night? They're praying.
就是我们今天的儿童主日学的朋友，小朋友们都有时候组团一起去祷告的。
And even those who are in Sunday school age kids, they are there who are praying.
1904年、05年的威尔士大复兴，说是近代对教会历史影响最大的一个复兴。
The revival in 1904 and the Wales revival.
它不光影响了英国，影响了中国，影响了印度，影响了中南美洲、非洲。
Influenced England, China, India, all of Asia, to the extent of what they've done.
带起复兴的 Evan Roberts, 这个叫的，对不起，叫 Evan Roberts.
Evan Roberts, the one who brought about this revival.
他不过才二十六岁。
He was only 26 years old.
他没有受过什么教育，他是煤矿工的工人。
He was a worker in a coal mine.
但是这个孩子从十五岁开始，他就为着神家能够有复兴祷告。
But this young man, since the age of 15, he began to pray for the revival of the house of God.
所以当时候到的时候，1904年复兴在各个地方出来。
So in 1904, revival begins to rise. You can see it all over the place.
哦，你去读宾路易师母写威尔士复兴的时候，有时候就一个小村庄，四个年轻人。他们晚上就跪在那边为着整个村祷告。
As Sister Pen Lewis wrote that in a particular small village, there were only four young men that were praying for the village.
祷告祷告祷告，火就烧起来。他们没说什么，没做什么，火烧起来了。
They prayed and they prayed and they prayed, and then the revival fire begins to kindle.
酒吧关门了啊，没有人这个随便 violence， 整个。大环境都改变了。
The entire village begins to change. The bars were closed. They were shut down. The entire environment of the village begins to transform.
那个 Evan Roberts 那天被主得到的时候
，Evan Roberts when he was laid hold by the Lord that day.
有一个叫 Joshua 的一个稍微大一点的一个等于像辅导一样的，那天带他们唱诗。
A Joshua, a brother by the name of Joshua, he was kind of like a counselor who was leading them into a time of worship.
耶稣，耶稣，我来，耶稣，我来，折服我们。
He said, "Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. I surrender."
所以
break us.
他们最流行的一句话就是 Lord, bend me, 折服我 use me, 使用我。
One of the most famous saying of their time is, Lord, bend me, use me.
这个 Joshua 一直跟神祷告，他说神啊，你兴起一个年轻人来，兴起一些年轻人来。
And this brother Joshua, his continual prayer is, the Lord, you will raise up young men for you.
不是从剑桥，不是从牛津出来的。
And not from Cambridge, not from Oxford.
免得人把荣耀归给人。
Lest people would give glory unto men.
主啊，兴起一些普通的年轻人来。
Raise up ordinary young people.
给这个国家带来复兴。
That they would bring about a revival to this nation.
祷告了四年。
And he prayed for 4 years.
Evan Roberts 被神兴起来。
Evan Roberts was raised up by the Lord.
都是这批年轻人带进来的复兴。
And it's these young men who brought about these revivals.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我真的求神让我们在这里不是只是成为一个参加。Church goer 只是一个聚会的。
Well, how I pray that we are not simply church goers today.
不要把理由丢在这个世代，这个世代太忙，不可能，不可能，不可能。
Don't blame this generation and say that we're too busy. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible.
但以理怎样在那样子的世代里面那样刚强的站着
？The way Daniel is able to stand in his time and his generation.
怎样跟他三个朋友能够对？两个帝国有这样子的影响。
The way that he has such great influence over two kingdoms.
弟兄姊妹都因为他跟神的之间的关系是这么真实。
It's because they have such a genuine relationship with God.
但以理书里面充满了对神不同的称呼，至高的神、天上的王、天上的神，他对神充满了第一手的真认识。
Daniel, we discover from the way he expressed his knowledge of God through this writing that he called the Lord God Most High. He's the King, the King of Kings. He knows God.
而且他有一般同伴。 伴一起追求主。
And he had a group of companions that pursued the Lord together.
紧紧地为神站住，在那个荒凉的世代做得胜者。
They stood fast in that wilderness condition. They remain victorious.
神的百姓是被掳的、受羞辱的、失败的，但是他们却站在那里稳稳地站着。
God's people were those who were in captivity.They were those who had fallen, who had failed, but yet they stood firm for the Lord.
在巴比伦王、在波斯王面前过生活。
In the king, before the king of Babylon, before the king of Persia, they stood and they stand before the true king.
为什么他们能够站得这么稳？
The reason why they're able to stand so firm.
因为他们是在天上的王面前过生活。
Because they live in the presence of the king that is of heaven.
他们在至高的王面前过生活的人。
And the king most high, they live their days.
我们来唱285首。
285
弟兄姊妹，李图森弟兄有一首诗歌说：“主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。”
Our brother Watchman Nee wrote a song says, "The Lord, I long to live in your presence."
我们唱的时候都很多感觉，主，我羡慕活在你面前。
Oh Lord, how I long to be in your presence.
但是这首诗歌告诉我们，我们得到了加美的信息，我们是在王的面前过生活。
But this hymn tells us that I have received the true report.That I live in the presence of the King.
我们站起来唱好吗？
Would you all please rise?
第二节弟兄唱，第三节姊妹唱，其他一起唱。
Verse three sisters.
Hallelujah, 归羔羊，我以众万愿经过。哦，荣耀归于神，一切被耶稣掌权，天地看我已成神。哈利路亚，归羔羊。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。耶和华是我依靠，这里荣耀不败落。哈利路亚，哈利路亚。我今在我王的面前歌颂我的主，我是圣君真祭司。哈利路亚，归羔羊。解放血我的洁净。
世界和世界的事，爱父的心就不在他里面。
So Lord, you said that anyone who loves this world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
当我们从这个世界经过的时候，世界的王用各样的方法要来玷污，要来破坏，要来捆绑我们。
So Lord, as we pilgrim through this world, the king of this world wants to defile us, wants to lie to us, wants to deceive us.
主啊，你让我们知道我们是属你的百姓。
But oh Lord, that we would know that we are your people.
我们所侍奉的是万王之王，万主之主。
The one whom we truly serve is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
主啊，让我们能够像但以理和他的朋友们那样子的尊主为大。
That as Daniel and his friends, that we would esteem you great.
好让我们在这世界经过的时候，我们给这个世界带来的是属灵的祝福。
And we pray that as we pilgrim through this world.That we would bring about a blessing that is from above.
我们不仅仅不成为这个世代被掳的人。
And we pray that we are not captive of this world.
我们成为是能够祝福影响这个世代的人。
Oh, but how we pray that we are those who are agents of blessings in this world.
主为着我们在座的每一个人，也尤其为着我们年轻的一代向你祷告。
And we pray for each and every one of us, in particular our younger generation.
主啊，原来爱你是年轻就可以爱你的。
Oh, Lord, we can love you since our youth.
让我们也有一些属灵的同伴能够一起来追求你。
Oh Lord, we pray that you raise up companions that we would run after you.
让我们一起来脱离卑贱的事。
That we would depart from those things that are abased and lowly.
我们一起羡慕在你的手中成为贵重的器皿。
That we would desire to be a vessel of honor in your presence.
主，当我们在这里决定谁要来影响我们的时候，主啊，你把属灵的 discernment 赐给我们。
Oh Lord, as we come to decide who and what's going to influence us, we ask you for spiritual discernment.
不管世界的王、世界的网络、电视新闻。Lifestyle 或我周围的朋友，主啊，我们都不求你，我们都求你不要让他们来玷污我们。
And we say that rather the king of this world is using media, this culture, even the friends around us to try to defile us. We pray that they will have no power over us.
让我们单一的来侍奉你。
But with a singular of heart.That we would come and serve the Lord.
真是在王的面前过生活。
Oh, that truly we live each day before our King.
成为君尊的祭司。
That we may be royal priesthood.
我们谢谢你。
Oh, we thank you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Amen. Please be seated.